91.5 WMFO Medford.
That's the station you're tuned right into.
Welcome. Thank you for listening. If you're still listening, yeah. Wow. How's that for 1 a.m. tunes? My name's Jamie. This is not my normal show, but please stay tuned. I'm honestly, if you tune them, I get it if you don't want to, but this is not my normal show. I am subbing for Extremely Casual Tunes. I'm going to be playing some casual tunes myself. I have a show Sundays, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. called We're Having Fun, which I play songs as well. Shocker. I don't know. This is like my third time subbing this this month. I'm kind of hooked on it. Someone, I wasn't planning on it. I rarely am. Someone half an hour ago messaged the sub list saying, hey, we need a sub, and here I am. I decided, no, go for it. I don't live too far from the station. Decided to, you know, hike out here. And honestly, it's cool. Yeah. It's a good time. I don't know. It's the second of two impulsive decisions I've made tonight. First, ordering Chinese. With that, I say that with heavy quotes because, man, that stuff is not of this earth. I will tell you, it is not good for you. And I would know. I've had it many a time. Dim sum place. I think it's called Dim Sum Cafe. Never gotten the dim sum from there. But I have gotten probably some diseases from there. Cool. Well, I have some tune. Here's the thing. I don't really have a plan. I'm wondering if I should go abrasive or if I should go soft. I don't know. I don't know what the deal. I don't know. I have a good line. I was thinking of going more soft, but man, that last tune, that was, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking I go real hard for the first, I guess now, 20 minutes, maybe just tart. And then and then after that, I'll just cool down. We'll cool down with some softies, with some soft tunage. So I'll play a couple of, I'll play some hard stuff for now. And then just a bit of a wind down, bit of a cool down, you know, like exercise. I think that'll be good. I have a playlist, on Spotify. I have one of my favorite playlists called What a Beaut, where I take all the best, all the prettiest songs, all the prettiest songs in my opinion, and put them in one playlist, and prettiest songs in my opinion, and then I enjoy them sometimes. This is like cream of the crop. This is like stuff that like tears, man, just brings the tears. So I guess you have that to look forward to. Unfortunately, I don't have a counterpart for the hardest songs ever, but I think I can conjure some stuff up. I'm just trying to think of what that stuff could be. I have somewhat of an idea. I'm just kind of riffing here. This is what happens when you don't really have a plan, which, you know, is fun. It's fun to go in without a plan sometimes, you know, because then sometimes you almost forget to read the PSA, which is over there because they left it over on the other side of the table. But that's okay because here I am. I got it. It's okay. And man, I say this every time, but man, this binder, I'm so glad they invested. They put all that funding into a new binder, because just hear that. I'm going to position the mic just right up to it and hear that click clack action. Oh, I love it. The other one, falling apart. Basically a folder. Might as well be a folder. It was just, man, so crisp. It's like they pulled it fresh off the rack from Staples or Office Max / Depot, whichever one you... I get why DJs talk in the air. This is fun. Should play fewer musics on the air. But I've made you a promise, and I shall deliver on said promise. So without further ado, The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitkman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can call 617-627-3518. 617-627-3518. For those of you who don't go past the double digs, I get that. For Curb, this has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I hope you were educated. Hope you are educated and continue to become more educated every day. Yeah. Well, I got some Mastodon? Oh, I got some great Mastodon news, but that's going to have to wait. That's going to have to wait until after. After I play a few songs, keep it tuned right here, 91.5 WMFO Medford Late Night!
pestilence come out and skin so fast. Not the first, won't be the last. Barrel on my gun, then I ask one A7 deep, dope chocolate. Eat this 44 Magnum, take it. Murder the ball, razor, inverted, crossfader. Astral blast and bomb response to the wall. This slayer, raining blood, burning paper. AJ actions, catching paper. Fuck this cage, I'll thrash you later. I said, kill it like you used to. Hate it, kill it like you hate it. Looking shady, you can't fake me, keep it moving. Hope that my cash will help you cope. So me to tell you, but it won't help you. We get out then. Can't keep this locked down. Fuck that, watch me now. Did he crush that? Hit it once, lock it down, and don't care. Stop this breakout, get a comeback. Underground railroad, gun clap to the sound of sirens screaming. Count on it, I'm leaving.
I say kill it like you used to.
Hey,
kill it like you
hate it.
Got that man for sure, but tell him why you had to get him now. This asshole right next to me.
Death Grips on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Death Grips right here. Keep a tutor right here. The only Death Grips radio station on this side of the Charles River. Death Grips with The Cage off of the Money Store 2012 album. Their first album after Ex-Military, which was their first mixtape. After their first EP, Death Grips self-titled. I don't remember what it was. For that, man, this is real abrasive. I wonder if I still have listeners right now. I would be shocked. They're sleeping. Or they're listening. And thank you for listening. If you are listening, you're probably like, that was nothing. Fair. The Dillinger Escape Plan with The Threat Posed by Nuclear Weapons, the final track off of their 2013 album, What One of Us is the Killer. I actually also played, my first song was also another Dillinger song called Honeysuckle of Dissociation, which is their most recent album, and they're breaking up, which is sad. That's okay. Guitarist Ben Weenie Man is like, everyone, listen to my other band, Giraffe Tongue Orchestra, listen to it. It's not it's like not terrible, but... it's not Dillinger, man. Respect, though. Respect for them to, you know, jump out while they're ahead. I respect that to the utmost degree. It's something they would do, I'm sure. I wish I got to see them live. Wish I hadn't discovered them this late. But, you know, if I were to break my nose, it would be at a Dillinger concert. Before that, and the we're effing spiders line, that's probably one of my favorite moments on a Dillinger record, maybe on any record, just so intense, man. I love it. It's so good. It's like everything culminates up to that, and then it's just like so raw and like, you know. Spiders, man. For that, Converge with Glacial Pace off of All We Love We Leave Behind, their latest album, which came out in 2012, actually. So they're due for a new record soon, which is exciting. It's a good album if you're into, you know, the post-hardcore metalcore stuff. Metalcore more. Definitely check out them. Listen to Jane Doe, their debut. Obviously not their debut. The first album I listened to, and their big, the album where they got pretty much got big on, the album that solidified their, like, I think it was the album with, like, the first album with, like, the current lineup, which has been going for, like, 15 years, 16 years, which is what this is. But anyway, yeah, All You Lovely Leave Behind. It's a good record. It's a solid record. I like it. For that, Mastodon with Black Tongue. Black Tongue, the first track from The Hunter, which is their first not concept album, I've sort of realized, which came out in 2011. It's kind of a big stylistic change, too, for them. They used to be more progressive metal, and then Hunter is definitely, it still has those elements in it, but it's definitely more, seems more, not single-oriented, but just, like, not, seem less cohesive, but also, like, I don't know, and a bit more, I guess, embracing elements of, like, stoner rock and, like, just hard rock, things like that. Still really good. Still metal AF. And a great, great track from them. Man, love that. Love that 12-8 or 6-8. I don't really, that 12-8 times feature. I don't know what the difference is, you know, because one of them's like 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-2, and then one of them's like that, but cut in half. I don't know what the deal is. I guess I could go into some soft stuff. I want to talk about, so speaking of Mastodon, there apparently I saw this thing online about how paleontologists have uncovered the carcass of a Mastodon dated to be in the US, in the continental US, somewhere in North America. Paleontologists discovered this fossil of a slash carcass of a mastodon, and dated back to like 100,000 years ago, using accurate methods. And you're big deal, whatever. Yeah, it's a big hairy animal, big whoop. Thing is, this mastodon did not die naturally in the wild. It was killed by humans, apparently, and we know that because there were rocks found near the body, sharpened rocks found near the body, and there were lacerations found on this fossil or carcass or whatever that were determined to be caused by humans. Experts determined the cause of the death to be of humans, which is crazy because humans weren't supposed to arrive for another. Or maybe I forget. Let me look this up. It was definitely 100,000 years ago. May totally rewrite American history, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. 130,000 years of history. Okay, so they're suggesting that... They're suggesting that experts may be off by about 100,000 years as to when humans actually were living in the humans were supposed to come for, I think, another 100,000 years. So I think this was like, I don't know, 130,000 years old? 130,000 years old? Not sure. I'm not an expert on the olden times, ye olde times. But the point is, they dated this human killed carcass, I think, to 100 years before humans were supposed to be in that area, and I don't mean like Homo sapiens. I mean like early humans, whatever humans evolved from. The point is, that's crazy. What does that mean for the out of Africa theory, for the land Brit? That's different. I don't know. What does that mean? I don't know. It's wild. I know land bridge is different, I didn't know that 10 seconds ago, and then I remember that it was different. Is it different? I think it's different. Call in. 855-915-WMFO. Well, there you go. That's cool. I don't know. I watched this documentary. Man, tonight's been a wild night. I'll tell you. I watched this documentary called The Barkley Marathons. If you haven't seen it and you like documentaries, absolutely go watch this documentary. It's a really good documentary. It's a fantastic documentary. One of my favorites I've seen as of late. It's so good. It's about the Barkley Marathons. You might be wondering, what are the Barkley Marathons? Well, it's apparently considered one of the hardest, if not the hardest, ultra marathon ever in the world. Ultra marathon is any event that is more than the 26.2 mile standard length for a marathon. This particular race is I'm trying to remember. I believe they say it's 100. They say it's 100 miles. The race people say it's 100 miles. The documentary is like it's like 130 miles. It changes from year because they change the routes so often. But it's 100 approximately 130 mile race through the woods on unmarked trails. It is not marked. All you have is you get a master map before you go on it, and then you have to, or you bring your own map, and then you like copy down checkpoints, and it's through mountainous territory in this mountainous region in Tennessee, and it's a loop, I believe. It's a 20-mile loop that participants. To complete the race, they have to run it five times. They have to do five loops. And they say each loop is 20 miles, but really it adds up to more like 130 miles. And it's, again, the trails are unmarked. It is, I think it is hundreds of thousands of vertical feet that you have to go up and down these mountains. They say in the documentary, doing the whole race, the up and the vertical distance traveled is like the equivalent of climbing Mount Everest, going up and down Mount Everest twice, which is insane. And these people, they have 60 hours to complete the race. They have 60 hours. To complete this 130-mile trek through the woods unmarked. They know that people are hitting the right checkpoints, going the right way, because they place books at these different checkpoints, and when you go out, you get a number, and then you have to rip a page out of each book that corresponds with the page number that corresponds with your own number, and so each time you complete a loop, you get you get a new number. That's how they keep track of how you actually run the race. Otherwise, you're on your own. Here's the crazy part. Here's what makes it so notorious, in my opinion. So, first of all, it's almost impossible to sign up. No one talks about it. You're not allowed to tell people how to sign up. You have to find out how to sign up. There's no announcement for how to sign up for this race. People don't know when signups occur. And there's this long, laborious process to actually sign up for it. It's super old school. You have to like write like an essay and then submit it as to why you want to run it. Things like that. So there's no idea. Hundreds of people, even though it's a secret, the application is a secret, hundreds of people still apply to this, be in this race, and 40 people a year are accepted are invited to run this race. So only 40 people travel from all over the world to come to this remote area in Woodland, Tennessee, to do this trek. And over the past 30 years that this race has existed, I think 15 people total have ever finished. Out of each year, 30 years, 40 runners each. I mean, people repeat years. But approximately, yeah, 40 people once a year for 30 years run this race. 15 people have finished the race ever. The vast majority of people do not finish the race. Most people drop out the majority of people drop out after the first loop. So that's approximately 20 miles of going through. And, you know, because it's hard. It's sure there's the endurance aspect, which is probably the most challenging. But there's also the navigational aspect, getting lost. People get lost. People get delusional. People get torn up. Their legs are all torn up and stuff. It's awful. It's brutal. And so this documentary, it talks about the Barclay marathons in 20. I won't spoil it for you, but it's in 2012. And it says this in the trailer, so I feel like it's okay. So the Barclay Marathon is the first year that three people have made it to the fifth and final loop of the trail, and it's intense. There's one guy who completed it the year before and was trying to set a new record. It's wild. It's so interesting to watch, and like learning the history behind it and learning like how it came to be and all these different like little traditions that it has. It's so cool. It's so obscure. It's so cool. Absolutely check it out. The Barclay Marathons. One of my favorite documentaries I've seen in recently. Yeah, man, crazy. All right. I've talked enough. I've talked enough. I've talked quite a bit. I'm going to put, all right, let's go. I promise I'd go softer. Promise I'd go softy. So we will get right to that. I will pull up my What a Beaut playlist, and what shall we play for? Ooh. All right. How about some The National? 91.5 WMFO Medford. Thank you.
Kleider Dad would answer and say, what do you want, girl? And she'd say, can I take a bath with Mark? My dad would say, my son ain't here, send her home and shut the door and we'd all laugh. And my Colleen would walk down the street glowing and smiling like she just got in Paul McCartney's autograph. Her brain worked a little slower than the others. She wore thick rimmed glasses. She took a different bus to school than the other kids and was in different kind of classes. When she got older, a neighborhood thug moved in with her and started taking her welfare payments. He took her down to the bank, helped her withdraw savings that was put away for her, and he went off with it. The cops caught up with him, he did little time and cut to many years later. He's doing life in a Florida penitentiary with his father, both of them from murder. Michaeline, 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 Michaeline. She wanted love like anyone else. Michaeline, Michaeline, Michaeline. She had dreams like anyone else. My friend Brett, he liked to play the guitar. But he had an awkward way of playing bar chords with two fingers spreading his index and middle fingers really far apart. One day at band practice, he dropped like a deer was shot and was flipping around like a fish. He had an aneurysm triggered by a nerve in his hand from the strain he was putting on. I went to see him in Ohio. He had a horseshoe-shaped scar in his scalp, and he talked real slow. We played pool like we did in our teens, and his head was shaved, and he still wore bell-bottom jeans. In 99, I was on tour in Sweden when I called home to tell my mom I'd got a part in a movie. When she said, Mark, there's something you need to know. Brett died the other day, you really should send a letter to his mom and dad. And I got on my train to Malmo and looked out at the snow, feeling somewhere between happy and sad. My friend Brett, 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 my friend Brett. He had a wife and a son. My friend Brett, my friend Brett, my friend Brett. He just liked to play guitar and he never hurt anyone. My grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma. Before she passed away, we'd go and visit her at my aunt's house when I was small. I couldn't bear the shape she was in, so at the top of the driveway I'd sit in the car. One day I was just fucking around when I put it in reverse and I was free falling. I remember the car moving backwards. My heart was beating, I blacked out. Another car was coming down the street and I told them both that I got knocked out. My grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma. First time I met her, she lived in L.A., I think it was Huntington Park. I made friends with a kid named Marcello and another kid named Cyrus Hahn. We'd go downtown and get ice cream and feed french fries to the pigeons and talk to the handicapped vets from Vietnam. It was the first time I saw a hummingbird or a palm tree or a lizard. Or saw an ocean, or heard David Bowie's Young Americans, and I saw the movie Benji in the theater. My grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my my grandma. I heard she had a pretty heart, but after her first husband passed away, she met a man from California who treated her really nice. My grandma was diagnosed in 62. Her kids stepped up to the plate for her, and they were there the whole way through.
Sun Kill Moon on 91.5 WMFO Medford with Mike Lean off of his album Benji. A very powerful, very sad album. A lot about death on that one. But give it a listen if you're in the mood for it. I highly suggest it. Before that, Sigaros with Star. I don't like saying these Icelandic names because it's impossible for me to say it right. But Starafleur. That's my best attempt. It's my half-hearted attempt off of a good what the album that is Icelandic for, a good start, I learned. It's a great, also phenomenal album. Got it on vinyl. I should get Benji on vinyl. Yeah. Incredibly powerful album and very, very sour, sad, powerful song. For that, The National with Green Gloves. Wish I could play more, but I'm running out of time. And I spend a lot of time talking about stupid marathons and stuff. It's not stupid, but you know. Well, I'm going to take off. It was a pleasure subbing for you during this hour. Thank you so much for listening. Again, my name is Jamie. I got a show Sundays 1 to 2 p.m. Weekly, so tune in if you like music. It's not all super abrasive. Some of it's kind of sad, but you know what? There's something for everybody. So yeah, give that a listen. Otherwise, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. Keep it tuned right here. Peace.
And you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Bye.